Last time we started the sugya on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Mishnah says Hotzuah listim chayovim. That as opposed to the case where Nifritza Balailo Shepratzu a listim, if the listim simply broke down the wall and the behema went out and did hezek, so then they're going to be potter. That's just a grama ba'alma. They caused the hezek, but it's not a hezek v'yadayim. So they're going to be potter for the hezek. But Hotzuah listim chayovim. If the listim actually took out the behema, so then the listim are going to be chayav for their nezek. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? What are we talking about? If it's kipshuto, if we understand the Mishnah simply that the listim mamish took the behema out, that they did a mishicha on the behema, so then that's poshut. Poshut, the listim should be chayav. Kevin the afke kaimala birshusayu l'chol mili. Since they took out the behema and they did a kinyan mishicha, so then they're going to be completely responsible for the nezek that the behema does. The Gemara answers, no. Talking about the Kamala Ba'apa, that they didn't actually do Mashiach, they didn't do a Kenyan, but rather they stood in front of the Behema and let it out. So they didn't actually do a Kenyan. What's the Chiyav? So as we described last time, the Chiyav is Midin Mazik. It's not Midin Gazlan, it's rather Midin Mazik. Just like the other case of the Gemara, that Mame Behemas Chaver al Kamas Chaver is Chayiv. The Gemara interpreted, it's not a person who's Mamish Mamid the Behema on the Kam. Takes the behemoth by the hand, takes it by the afser, by the reins, and brings it to the kama and makes it eat the kama. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the kam leba'apa. They stood in front of the behemoth and they let it. They make sure that the behemoth would walk to the kama. See, chayiv midin mazik, not chayiv midin gazlan. The Gemara thinks that that's the same case. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that the listim actually were motzi the behemoth biyadayim. They didn't do a kinyan mishicha, but rather kama leba'apa. They ensured that the behemoth would leave. So the chiv is midin mazik, it's not midin gazlan. That's the chiddush. Because if they did a mashicha, there wouldn't be any chiddush. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Hikisha amrit lan. The case in the Mishnah really is talking about that they did a kinyan, but it's a bizarre kinyan. It's not that they did an actual mashicha, but hikisha b'makel, they hit it with the stick. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that hitting it with the stick is a mashicha as well. Okay, so it comes out from the Gemara that the chiyah for the listim is not midin mazik, but rather it's midin gazlan. The chiddush of the Mishnah is what's a kinyan? What can do a kinyan? Only mashicha? No. Even if he's makish b'makel, it's like a kinyan mashicha, and they're going to be chayav midin gazlan. The Taisa says it's a very difficult kasha. This is what we started with last time. Taisa says, the first Taisa just gives you the case. He quotes Yerushalmi. What's the case? They were motzi legozla, as opposed to what? They took it out to steal it, as opposed to what? What's the other option? You find in your ibud, right? They took it out because they wanted the behemoth to get lost. They wanted to be mafsid, the bailim, the behemoth, not to steal it. Not that they wanted it. They took it in order to make the animal get lost. Yerushalmi says no, that's not the case. We'll have to talk about this, Mitzvah Hashem, as time goes on, not sure today. But, you know, why does the Yerushalmi say, Dafka, they took it out to steal it and not to be ma'abed it, not to make it get lost? Leave it aside for now, okay? Fraktoisvis, Vim Tomar, Uminole, the Kaima Bishu Saiv Afilu Lischaev Al Mashi, Mazekes, Dea Hachikoi, Diktoni Viotze, Vihizika. Says Tosfos, how does the Gemara know? The Gemara says Pshita. If Hotziu listim chayovim, Pshita. If they were motzi biyadayim, if they did a kinyan, so clearly they're going to be chayiv. Chayiv for what? Chayiv for the nezek that the behemah is going to do. Not chayiv if the behemah gets lost. Chayiv for the nezek. So Frek Tosfos, how does the Gemara know that that's true? How does the Gemara know that the gazlan is chayiv for the nezek that the behemah gzula does? Why does Tosfos think that the Mishnah clearly is talking about the chiyuv of the listim for the nezek that the behemah does? Because that's what the Mishnah says. V'yotze v'hizika. The loshon of the Mishnah bothers Tosfos. Mishnah says v'yotze v'hizika, that the behemah goes out and does nezek. If we're talking about the loss of the behemah itself, so what does the Mishnah have to mention nezek for? Obviously, we're talking about the chiyuv of the listim for the nezek that the behemah causes. So, Frek Tosfos, how does the Gemara know? It's so partial. Mar says, Pashat, Hotziu listim, if they do it with a kinyan mashicha, Pashat, that they should be chayav for the nezek. Why so Pashat? The leka lemeim adachiyechi demasr l'shom achinam ve'ashoel nechnesu tachas bailim huadin gazlan. So Taisa says, I know what you're thinking. Let's have a paradigm. Let's have another case where the Bailim are not involved. There's someone else involved in the situation, and he's chayav for the nezek of this behemoth. What's such a case? Normally the Bailim are the ones responsible. What's the case? Shomer. The Bailim actually give it over to the Shomer, right? The Bailim were mosed to the Shomer, and now the Shomer doesn't watch it properly. He tried as best as he could, let's say, but the behemoth does nezek. The halacha is that the Shomer is responsible for that nezek. We'll see, Shaila, if he did a proper shmiras, he's responsible or not, but the posh pshat is that the Shomer is responsible for any nezek that the behemoth does. So Taisa says, you think that perhaps Gazlan should be the same as a Shomer? If Shomer is chayef for the nezek that the behemoth does, why shouldn't the Gazlan be chayef too? No, says Taisa, the Dilma Shomer with the mechayef, aval Gazlan lo. Who says? Maybe there's a chilik between Shomer and Gazlan. Just because a Shomer is chayef for the nezek that the behemoth does, doesn't mean the Gazlan should be chayef. Why should I distinguish? They're both situations where someone else takes the behemoth from the Bailim, so if one is chayev, the other one should be chayev too. Maishno zemize. So says Taisus, no, we find a precedent already to distinguish between Shomer as opposed to Gazlan. What's that precedent? The Matzilu Devarim Shah Shomer Chayev v'Hagazlan Potter. We find situations where the Shomer is chayev and the Gazlan is Potter. Shahare b'kachsha Behema hakchosha de hadrul beperish herkivu miktas muchach bagoizel kama de gazlan omer lo hareshel cholifonech. Kachshu de hadrul. Complicated. What's Taisus talking about? Right, so the Mishnah later on in Sarichas Amidbei says, what happens if someone steals a behema? Someone steals a behema, and the behema depreciates, it goes down in value. So there are two types of depreciation. There's kachsha, the lo hadra, and kachsha, the hadra. There's kash, there's depreciation of the behema that will come back, right? The behema is sick. Something happens to the behema, and now it's worth less, but it's going to be worth the same amount of money that it was worth before. That's kachsha, the hadra. And then there's kachsha, the lo hadra. That means the depreciation of the behema, somehow it got worse. It's not worth the same as the time of the gzela. A person can steal peiros, hirkivu miktsasan, they can spoil a little bit, or they can be markiv bekula. Right? They're different cases. So the Mishnah, actually not so clear from the Mishnah, the Gemara is a stira. I gave you the Gemara to look at. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah's on Tzadivav Amidez. Gozol matbea v'nistak, peiros v'hirkivu, Yayin v'hechmetz mishalim kishas ha'gzeila. Someone steals a matbea v'nistak. You steal a coin and it gets split. Okay, let's talk about the next case. Peros v'hirkivu. He steals peros and they got spoiled. So here, the Mishnah says that you can't say ha'resh l'chol l'fanecha. The Gazan can't just say, it's your matbea, you take it back. No, he has to pay kishas ha'gzeila. He pays the value at the time of the gzeila. But then the Mishnah says, matbea v'nifsa. Let's say he steals a matbea and it becomes posel. Somehow it becomes posel. Okay, that's the case. Chuma v'nitmes. Steals chuma and it becomes tumei. Chameitz v'over alav ha'pesach, behema, etc. He gives a bunch of cases. Omer lo haresh ha'cholofanecha. So here, the Mishnah says the Gazan can't say haresh ha'cholofanecha. So there's some cases that the Gazan can't say haresh ha'cholofanecha, he has to pay. And other cases he can say haresh ha'cholofanecha. So that's what gets the Gemara rolling. Gemara says on Tzadiches Amabes, Tanina Veheshivas Agzela. Pasuk says Veheshivas Agzela Asher Gozal. A Gazlan who steals, he has to return the object. Veheshivas Agzela Asher Gozal. Ke'en Sher Gozal. He has to return it the way that it was when he stole it. Obviously, if it's not Ke'en Sher Gozal, so then he doesn't have to return it anymore, but he has to pay Tashlum, and the Gazlan doesn't get off scot-free just because he can't return the object. But the rule is Veheshivas Agzela Asher Gozal. The best way is for the Gazan to actually return the chayfetz. If it's Ke'en Shagozal, so then he can return it and he's mechuyev to return it. Mata Meloma Shagozal, Yahze Ke'en Shagozal. Why say Veheshivas Agzela Asher Gozal? Veheshivas Agzela, Ke'en Shagozal. Ke'en Shagozal. Kanamru Gozal Matbea Venifsal Peres Virkivu, Yayin Vehechmetz, etc. Omelo Haresha Cholofanecha. It's still Ke'en Shagozal. Peros v'Hirkivu is still Ke'en Shagozal. So since it's Ke'en Shagozal, it's Hirkivu. But still Ke'en Shagozal, so he says HaReisha Cholofanach, he could just return it. So Frag the Gemara, V'yotnan Peros v'Hirkivu Mishalem Kishas HaGzela, the Mishnah says you can't say HaReisha Cholofanach, by Peres v'Herkivu. So why does the Braisa say by Peres v'Herkivu you can't say Arshah Halavanecha? Now the Gemara, Kan Sherkivu Miktasa and Kan Sherkivu Bekula. Okay, so the Gemara says Peres v'Herkivu, when can you say Arshah Halavanecha, when can you not? The question is, how much was it Murkav? How much did it get spoiled? If it gets spoiled completely, so then you can't say Harishah Halafanecha. If it gets spoiled only by Mikzas, then you can't say Harishah Halafanecha. What's the chiluk? What's the difference whether it's Hekiva B'Mikzasan, Hekiva B'Kula? What's the difference? So Rashi on the Mishnah explains that the rule is, when can the Gazlan not say Harishah Halafanecha? That's when there's a Shinoi Nikar. If the change is Nikar, if there's a significant change, so then the Gazlan is Kone B'Shinoi. It's Kone B'Shinoi. What does that mean? He's Kone B'Shinoi. It's the Gazlan's chayfetz. He stole it. It doesn't belong to him. What, he's going to get off scot-free? No, Chalil, he's not going to get off scot-free. He's got to pay money. He has to pay money once he's kone b'shinui. But the rule is that the Gazlan is kone b'shinui. Once the object is no longer the same as the object that he stole, it's not v'heshev esagzela shagazal ke'en shagazal. So then the Gazlan's taka kone b'shinui. It's kone b'shinui. He has to pay. But he doesn't have to return the object anymore. There's no chiv hashava, there's a chiv tashlum. Zokt Rashi, if it's a shini hanikar, so then the gazlan is called a shini. If it's recognizable, the gazlan can be called. If it's a shini she'eino nikar, that's not a shini. That's not a significant enough shini that the gazlan's going to be kona. So if the gazlan isn't going to be kona b'shini, then he can say harishu chalafanecha. It's not such a significant change. Hekivu miktsasan, if the peros got a little bit spoiled, but they're still edible. They're still edible. That's not a shinui nikar. If it's not recognizable, so then the gazlan can say harishah halafanecha. He can just be yotzei his chiyav hashava by giving back the peres. But if it's hekiva kulan, so that's a shinui hanikar. That's a recognizable change. Then the gazlan is kona b'shinui. The gazlan is kona b'shinui, and once he's kona b'shinui, so then he can't say harishah halafanecha. Then he taka has to pay. How does he pay? What value? The value now? No, the value at the time of the gzeilah. Just a side point. What does it mean the Gazlan is Kona B'Shinui? How does that work? What kind of a kinyan is that? It's not Mashiach, it's not Hakbah, it's not Kona B'Shinui. What kind of a strange notion is that? What do you think? Well, what's Pshat that the Gazlan is Kona B'Shinui? Is this the kinyan that he's Kona with? He's really Kona B'Shinui? It's the Shinui that he's Kona with? Or is he Kona with some other kinyan that he did? What do you think? Anyone? Rabbi Chana Wasserman in Bava Kama wanted to suggest the Gazlan really is Kona with his original Kenyan. Meaning he took the Chayfetz out of the Rishos Habayilim, he did a Kenyan Mashiach, he did a Kenyan Akbah, he did a Maisa Kenyan. The problem is he can't be Kona at that point in time because the object really belongs to the Bailim. Just because he did a Kenyan, if it's without Das Habayilim, how can he be Kona? He can't be Kona then. What tells me that he can't be Kona then? There's a Chi of Hashabah to the Bailim. V'heshev esagzei l'ashar Gazal tells me that even though the Ganav, the Gazlan did a Maisa Kenyan, but that Maisa Kenyan can't work to make him acquire the object because there's a Bailim still here. There's a Chi of Hashava to the Bailim. Dr. Balchanan, what happens when there's a Shini? If there's a Shini Hanikar, if the object changes and it's no longer Ke'en Shagazal, the Chi of Hashava falls away. So if the Chi of Hashava falls away, the original Maisa Kenyan that the Gazlan did can enable him to be kona the object. Okay, so it's not that Shinui itself is working as a kinyan. But if there's a Shinui Hanika, now the Chi of Hashava falls away. Since it's not Ken Shagazal, he can't fulfill the Heshva Sagzela Shagazal. So then the original kinyan that was dormant, that was latent, that should have worked but couldn't work because there was still a Bailim connected to the object, that original kinyan can now kick in for the Gazlan, and the Gazlan is going to be able to become. What emerges from this Mishnah in the Gemara Tzarichas is that there's a chilik between a Shinui Hanika and a Shinui She'en Hanika. If the Gazan does a shinui, well, he doesn't have to do anything. If the object changes by itself, a shinui hanikar, then the Gazan is kona, the object is no longer a chiyav hashava. He still has to pay. He's a chiyav tashlum, a mamon. But he doesn't have to return the object anymore. If it's a shinui she'eino nikar, hezek she'eino nikar, shinui she'eino nikar, then the Gazan is not going to be kona, and he can say, hareshech olafanech. So, zok ta'isviz, we find situations where Shomer and Gazlan are not the same. Shomer is Chayev and Gazlan is Potter. What's the example? Kochasha behem akhosha the hajju with perisher kivu mixes mukh bagos lakama the gazl and my lore isha halafanecha. Mishum de lochashiv shinoi, the lochaninu. If it's a shinoi, shino nik, if it's kachsha de hodar, the kash, the depreciation, the value of the behema is going to come back. The behema is going to be worth what it was worth at the time of the gzela. The peiros were markiv b'miktsas. They only became partially spoiled. It's a shinish and a nikar. That's not enough for the gazan to be kona. He can say hareisha chalafan echa. So the gazan is going to be potter afilu b'pshia. Potter afilu b'pshia. Lo kibel olav shmir. If the behema was kochsha the hadra, right? So the gazlan can say hareisha chalafan echa. Let's say that behema goes out and does nezel. Is the gazlan going to be chay for that? Is the gazlan going to be chay? Potter afilu b'pshia lo kibel olav shmira. Leaving out nezel, let's just talk about the item itself. The behema is kochsha the hadra. The peres are hirkivu miktsasa. Let's say it happened as a result of the pshia of the gazlan. Is the gazlan going to be chayev if it's kach shalahada? Says Tois, no. Potter afilu bepshia lo kibel olav shmira. He wasn't mekabel shmira on the object, so he's potter even bepshia. Avol shomer kevin shemischayev bekach shalahadru uberkiva kulam him nasu bepshia kmochen yischayev bekach shalahadru uberkiva miktsasa. Kevin the kibel olav shmira. The lama lo yischayev bazeh kemo bazeh. What's Tois saying? He says a shomer is chayev if there be kach shalahadru lohadra. He should be chayef a kachsha the hadra too. Why should I distinguish between the two? A gazlan is not chayef for kachsha the hadra. He's only chayef a kachsha the lo hadra. A gazlan is only chayef to pay for a shinu hanikar, not for a shinu sheino nikar. But a shomer? A shomer, if he's chayef for a shinu hanikar, he should be chayef for a shinu sheino nikar. Why? What's his chilik? He says, this is the chilik in din. A shomer is always chayef for anything that happens to the animal, b'pshia. The gazlan's not chayev for what happens to the animal, only if it's a shini hanikah. Why? What's the difference? He says, a shomer, lama lo yischaya b'zeh kima b'zeh, she'en a shomer kona b'shina. Because a shomer is not kona b'shina. What's the mechayev of a shomer? What's the mechayev of a shomer? Why is he chayev if something happens to the pikadon? Why? Why? Why is he chayev? Yes, stop.
Because if the person has a chiyuv of shmira to watch it,
why does he have a chiyuv of shmira?
If it's his object,
the shomer's object. What did the shomer do? Look at Taisvis. What did the shomer do? Why does the shomer have a chiyuv of shmira?
Does he gain ownership over?
Kibel olav shmira. He has a kabbalah shmira according to Taisvis, right? He was makabel to be shomer. He accepted upon himself the shmira sapikada. So the mechayev of a shomer is that since he was mekabel the shmir upon himself, he has to watch the item. So if the item goes down in value, even if it's a kachsha the hadra, he's responsible for that. Why? Pshia! If he was mekabel shmir upon himself and he's poshea, so then he's going to be chayev. A gazlan's not chayev because of pshia. What's a gazlan chayev for? The maisik zel is mechayev him. Right? The maisik zel is mechayev him. And what determines that the gazlan is going to be chayv? What determines whether the gazan can say hareisha chalafanecha or not? Is he kone b'shinui or not kone b'shinui? If the gazan is kone b'shinui, then he can't say hareisha chalafanecha. Then he has to pay for the object. If he is kone b'shinui, if he's kone b'shinui, then he can't say hareisha chalafanecha. If he's not kone b'shinui, then he can't say hareisha chalafanecha. So the gazlan, the chilik of the gazlan, is all a function of whether he's kone b'shinui or not. A shomer. There's no kinyan of shinui for the shomer b'chlal. It's all a function of whether he was makabel the shmir and he was posheya, so then he's going to be chayev. So there's no distinction between kachsha the hadra as opposed to kachsha the lo hadra. It's the same idea, right? For the shomer, there's no chilik. For the gazlan, there is a chilik. Zok Tosfos, you see that there's a chilik between gazlan and shomer. By gazlan, there's a chilik between kachsha the hadra and kachsha the lo hadra. By shomer, there's no chilik between kachsha the hadra and kachsha the lo hadra. So don't you see that there's a distinction between the two? So how can you learn the chiyuv of a gazlan if the behema does nezek from the chiyuv of a shomer? The fact that a shomer is chayev for the nezek doesn't mean that the gazlan should be chayev for the nezek. A shomer has certain chiyuvim that the gazlan doesn't have. The shomer is chayev bein b'kachsha the hadra bein b'kachsha the lo hadra. The gazlan is not chayev for kachsha the lo hadra. For kachsha the lo hadra, he can say reshach halafanecha. For kachsha the lo hadra, he can say reshach halafanecha, says Tosfos. So the fact that you see a distinction between Shomer and Gazlan, that seems to imply that Shomer can be more Chomer than Gazlan. So don't tell me that just because a Shomer can be Chayav for the Nezek of the Behema does under his watch, so too a Gazlan can be Chayav for the Nezek of the Behema does. That just is, it's a long middle part of Tosfos that's trying to set up the idea that Shomer and Gazlan are not necessarily comparable. It could be different. The dinim of Shomer and the dinim of Gazlan are not the same. So if they're not the same regarding Hezek Shen and Iker, whether they're responsible for Hezek Shen and Iker, they don't necessarily have to be the same for the Nezek that the Behemah does. Says Tosfos, Ein HaShomer Kona B'Shinei. HaShomer's not Kona B'Shinei. V'afilu Shoel, a Shoel is also not Kona. D'Kayim Lan D'Af L'Shoel Shomer K'de Rav Kana V'Rav Asi. What does that mean? Ein Shomer. So you think this is just a side point, like what do we have to... No, that Gemara of Ein Shomer is very important to understand the Chiyuv of Gazlan. What's he saying? He's saying that no Shomer is Kona B'Shinei, not even a Shoel. Not even a Shoel. Why would you think a shoel is kona b'shini? He doesn't own the object. No, because a shoel has his chus ishtamshus in the object. He gets to use the object for free. So you might think that the chiyuvim of a shoel are due to the fact that he's like a bailu. Because he can borrow the object, now he can use the object, his chus ishtamshus in the object gives him like a bailu. Maybe that's why he's chayev, but on sim he's chayev, and all the different chiyuvim of a shomer. That's what you would think. So comes the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and makes a very important statement. Let's all turn to this Gemara for a moment, because I just want to talk a little bit about Gazlan before we give the two answers of Tosfos. Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel ein shamin lo lagana v'lo lagazlan elo l'nezokin v'ani omer af l'shoel ve'aba modeli." Period. Shmuel says, "Ein shamin lo lagana v'lo lagazlan." What does Ein Shamin mean? So Rashi explains, Ein Shamin means, let's say, person steals the behemo or kalim, and they go down in value. So we don't say that the ganav or the gazlan can give back that item and just pay more. Right? Let's say the item was worth $100, now it's only worth $80. So he can't give back this object and pay $20 more. He's got to give back a full object that's worth $100. V'ashvarim lebailim sheyach zeganav apchas el yishalim behem avakelim meulim v'ashvarim shelo. He keeps the shvarim. He has to pay a davar meula, a good object to the bailim. That's what ein shamin means. Shamin means to estimate, to evaluate. We don't evaluate the shvarim. That's your problem. You stole. You got to give back kelim meulim behem meula. So what does Shmuel say? He says, "Ein shamin lo laganav lo lagazlan, ela l'nezokin." By mazik, we are shamin. Mazik, you pay the nezek. So if you cause nezek, then you can give back the nevela. Let's say your shor did hezek, it gored this shor, and it did hezek. So you can give back the nevela, and then you pay on top of it. But by ganav and gazlan, we don't say that. Bani omer af l'shol, and I, Shmuel, I said af l'shol, the abba modeli, and Rav is moded to me. He by lahu hachikomer af l'shol shomin v'abba modeli odil mahachikomer v'ani omer af l'shol ein shomin v'abba modeli. Shaila, what Rav said? Did he say af l'shol meaning af on top of ganav v'gazlan or af on top of nezokin? The tashma da'u gaver d'shol naga mechavrei. Someone borrowed an axe from his friend Tavra. He broke it. Hasla kami de Rav amalei zil shlim le naga ma'alya shmamina ein shomin. Rav said that he has to pay an agam alia. Sounds like ein shaman. Ein shaman for a shol. Rather, he has to pay a good naga. Adar Rav, afrek the Gemara, mida amri le Rav Kana v'Rav Asi le Rav dina hachi b'shosik shmami no shaman. Rav Kana and Rav Asi argue with Rav. So maybe Rav Taka said it, but we shouldn't paskin like that. Why is Shmuel saying we should paskin like this? Rav admits to me that af l'shoel. And af l'shol means that ein shamin l'shol, but that's not true. Rav Kana v'Rav Asi hold that shamin l'shol. So itma zog de gemara amar ula shamin l'ganav l'gazlan Rav Papi amar ein shamin l'chaz ein shamin l'ganav l'gazlan av l'shol shamin. What's the maskana of the gemara? Ein shamin l'ganav l'gazlan av l'shol shamin. Ein shamin l'ganav l'gazlan avalishol shaman. What does that tell you? Ganaf and gazlan ain't shaman. The ganaf and the gazlan have to pay back a davar ma'ula. The shoel is shaman, right? We are shaman for the shoel. So says Taisus, well, what's the svar behind all this? We know what the din is. Well, what's the svar? So he quotes Yerushalmi. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo has a pasuk that Chayim Shnayim Yishalim V'heishiv Esakzeh La'asher Gazal Kein Shagazal. The Gazlan, the Ganaf, and the Gazlan have to return Kein Shagazal. They have to return a full Chayfetz, the Dover Ma'ula. What does that mean? It's Exeris HaKosav? It's Exeris HaKosav that the Ganaf, the Gazlan have to return a Dover Ma'ula? So says Taisus, no. There's a svara to this Exeris HaKosav. The Hainu Taima demanda Amar Afla Shoel Kevin the Chayev Ba'onsin. I'm sorry, let's go back. The Hainu Taima the Gana Vigazlan Konu Miyad Kesheo Tsio Mershus Bailim. Havel Mazik Lonis Chayev El Kamosha Hizik. Says Taisus, what's this chilek between Gana and Gazlan as opposed to Mazik? It's all a function of Kenyan. If someone is Mazik as a Chayfetz, is he calling the object? No, he just damaged it. So if he damaged it, then he has to just be Mashlim the damage that he caused. But Ganav and Gazlan is something unique, says Taisfilis. The Heshiva Sakzela Shagazal, Kain Shagazal, what does that pasuk teach me? Heshiva Sakzela Shagazal, why does he only return Kain Shagazal? And if it's not Kain Shagazal, then he doesn't return the object. He has to pay a Dover Ma'ula. If it goes down in value and it's not Kain Shagazal, he has to pay a Dover Ma'ula, he can't return the object. Why, says Taisfilis? Because the Gazlan's Kona, because he's Kona the object. There's a Kinyan Gzela for the Gazlan. And if there's a Kenyan Gzela Miyag Sheotziu Mershus Abaylim, immediately when they took it out of the Mershus Abaylim, they're Kone? Not really. Rabbi Chanan says they're not really Kone. They did a Maisa Kenyan, Leinyan said that once there's a Shinui, then they're going to be Kone. But because the Gazlan is Kone the object, that's why Ein Shomin. Okay, so this is the second halacha we see, right? That the Gazlan, first of all, is Kone B'Shinui. Right, the whole idea of Kinyan Shinui shows that a Gazlan has Kinyan Gzela. He has Kinyanim in the Chayfetz. And that's why if the Chayfetz is Nishtane, if there's no Chiyav HaShava, then he'll taka be Kone. What's more, Ein Shomin. Ein Shomin. We're not going to be Shom, the Dover HaGazel, if it goes down in value, and we'll say, oh, the Gazlan just has to pay till the full value of the original object. No, he's got to pay a good object, because if it's not Kain Shagazel, he has to give back a full object, the Dover Ma'ula. The Hainu Taima says, Taisus, the Manda Amar Afle Shoel. The Mandamu says that that Ein Shomin Afle Shoel. Kevin the Chayev Ba'onsin, Nimsa Shechino, Misho Shotsin, Miyana Bailin. The Adamim Hudin Eschayev Kemogana Vegazlan. Says, Taisus, the Mandamu says that Ein Shomin Le Shoel holds that Shoel and Gazlan are similar. Just like a Gazlan is Kona the object, so too the Shoel has a Kinyan in the object. The shoel is chayev ba'onsim, says Taisus. We know that. Why is he chayev ba'onsim? What's the chayev ba'onsim for a shoel? Says Taisus, maybe the chayev ba'onsim for a shoel is not because he was mekabel achrayas for onsim. The chayev ba'onsim for a shoel is because he's like a miktzas bailim. If he has the zchus hishtabshus, so for the zman hasheila, he's like a bailim. So by the same token, ein shomin. Just like a gazlan ein shomin, we're not going to estimate the value of the item that he stole and say that, oh, he just has to pay up the rest, but rather he has to give a Dover Ma'ul, he has to give Kain Shagazal, he has to give a new object. So to a Shoel, Ein Shomin. Ein Shomin Le Shoel is because that day assumes that the Shoel has a Kinyan in the object. And by the same token, it would appear, according to Taisus, that the Gazlan's Chiyav Ba'onsin, a Gazlan's also Chayav Ba'onsin. Why is a Gazlan Chayav Ba'onsin? Why? Torah's Mechayav and Ba'onsin? Sounds like it's all based on this Kenyan Inyan. The Kenyan Inyan, if you will. Right? This idea that the Gazlan has a Kenyan, so therefore what? Number one, he can be Kone B'Shinui. If the object is not Kain Shagazal, the Gazlan is going to acquire it. Number two, Ein Shomin Lagana for the Gazlan. We're not going to be Shom, but rather he has to pay a Dover Ma'ula because he has a Kenyan, so he's got to give back the object that he stole, same as the object that he stole. Number three, he's Chayev Ba'onsin. Even if it's Ba'onis, even if it got damaged Ba'onis, he's going to be Chayiv as well. All three, by Gazlan, it would appear from Taisvis, all three are due to the fact that the Gazlan does have Kinyonim in the object. He does get Kinyonim Gzeilah. What emerges from the Gemara is that whether you hold Shomin L'Shoel or Ein Shomin L'Shoel would determine what? Whether the Shoel has a Kinyon in the object. A Shoel is Chayiv Ba'onis, but the question is why? Is it because he's like a mikzas bayl? So if he's a mikzas bayl, just like if the owner bought something and the owner said got damaged, that's his own problem. That's the bayl's problem. It's fallen, it's lost, you know. He lost out. So do the shoel for the zman hasha'ela is a mikzas bayl. He has a shame bayl. So even if the chayfetz is nenas, that's his problem. He's the bottom, so he loses out. So he has to pay the original bialim after the zman. Right? Do we say that the shoel is chayav onsen because he has a kinyan? Do we say the shoel is chayav onsen because he was makabel achrayis for onsen? Because he's able to use it. Since kolano shalo, he's makabel even achrayis for the onsen. So Taisva says it depends on whether shomin l'shoel or ain shomin l'shoel. If you say that ain shomin l'shoel, it's like he's like a gana for a gazlan. Like a gun, not exactly a gun of a gazan, but it's the same aloha that he's kona the object. So if he's kona the object, then, and if he's kona the object, that's why ain't shaman. He's chayeb onsen because he has a kin in the object, and ain't shaman as well. But if you hold shaman l'shol, what does that tell you? The shol's not kona the object. He's not like a gun of a gazan. He's like a mazik. A mazik isn't kona the object. He has to pay for the object. A shol isn't kona the object. He has to pay for the object. If something happens to the object, he has to pay. Not because he's a bailim, he's not kona the object. And that's why shaman. Ain shaman is only due to the fact that if you're kona the object from the beginning, so then you have to give back a full object. We can't allow you just to give back the shvarim and then you're gonna add money on top of that. So the shaila where the shaman l'shoel or ain shaman l'shoel revolves around whether a shoel is kona or not. Is he chayav onsen because he has a kinyan in the object? Like a gazlan? Or do we say no, he's not kona the object? What's maskana the gemara? Tomorrow, first parak, Yud Aleph. What's Maskana? Are we shomin l'shoel or are we ain't shomin l'shoel? Rafi.
L'shoel.
Hilchasa ain't shomin lo laganav v'lo lagazlan, av l'shoel shomin. The Gemara says that we are shomin l'shoel. What does that tell you about whether the shoel has a kinyan or doesn't have a kinyan? What's the answer? Does a shoel have a kinyan or not? It sounds from the Gemara that he doesn't have a kinyan. The way Tosus is explaining it sounds like he doesn't have a kinyan. And that's exactly what Tosfos in our sugya says as well. That's the chilek between Gazlan and Shomer. Even Shoel vis-a-vis Shinui. A Gazlan is kone b'shinui. So if there's a Shinui haniker, if it's kachshad lo hodra, the Gazlan can't say Areshecho lefanecha. Mishalim kishas hagzela. But a shomer is chayiv. Bein b'kachshad ha-hadra, bein b'kachshad lo-hadra. Why? He's makabel shmira upon himself. He's makabel achrayas of the shmira. So if he's chayiv for this, he should be chayiv for the other. There's no difference. Basically, if he's poshea, he's going to be chayiv. He had a kabbalah shmira, so then he's going to be chayiv. Aye, but you'll tell me he's kona b'shinui? No, there's no kinyan shinui for a shomer. Even for a shoel, there's no kinyan b'shinui. Because shomen l'shoel. So there's a chilek between Gazlan as opposed to Shomer. Shomer is not kone b'shinui because he doesn't have a kinyan in the chayfetz. Even a shoel doesn't have a kinyan in the chayfetz. V'haraya, shomen l'shoel. A gazlan ain't shomen l'gazlan. A ganav and a gazlan does have a kinyan. That's why he ain't shomen. That's why he's chayv ba'onsim. That's why he's kone b'shinui. So don't tell me that I can learn the chiyuv of a gazlan for nizke behema that he stole based on a shomer. You're from shomer. Shomer and gazlan are different. Shomer is not kone b'shinui. Gazlan is kone b'shinui. Shomer is chayiv for anything that happens to the object because if he's poshay, he's chayiv. Gazlan is not chayiv for anything that happens to the object. He can say areshecho lefanecha if there's no shinui. Because it's all a function of whether he's kone. If he's kone, there's a shinui haniko and he's kone, so then he's going to... So then he's chayiv to pay, and he's going to be kona. But if not, he says areshecho lefanecha. So don't bring me a raya from shomer to gazlan. They're totally different. Never the twain shall meet, says Tosfos. Ve'ein lomad demischayiv if yishen yichol l'kayim b'mitzvus hashava demishdalim megufo. Don't tell me that the ganav and the gazlan are chayiv because mishdalim megufo. Shortam is mishdalim megufo. You get to keep the shor. So maybe the reason he's chayiv is because he can't be mekayim l'chayiv hashava. We're not talking about short time, we're talking about Shem V'Regel. That was the Gemara and Dafun Hamid Beis. So we're talking about Shem V'Regel. It's not Mishdal and Megufo. So the Gazlan could pay back. So what's... Right? Why should we say that the Gazlan the gazlan is chayev to pay for the nezek of the animal. Why should we say that the gazlan is chayev to pay for the nezek of the animal? That's Taisis Kash. Okay. Took a while to get there, but that's Taisis Kash. Right? The haramin of Taisis, maybe you should learn gazlan from shomer. Taisis just can't be, because gazlan is kone v'shinei, shomer is not kone v'shinei, it's a totally different halacha. So why taka is the gazlan chayev in the nezek of the behema that he stole? Yeshlomer says Taisvis, the svarahu, the gazla nichnas tacha sabayim. It's a svar. The kevin shots him, shus bailim shayu chayavim bishmirasa. Vaina bailim yicholim lishomra lefishinigs lamehem. Yeshala gazla lishomra. What's he saying? The gazlan is nichnas tachas abaylim. Why? Why should I say that? Why is he nichnas tachas abaylim? He doesn't want to be nichnas tachas abaylim. He's not a kabbal achrayis of shmir. The kevan showed simir shus baylim shayu chayav mishmirasa. The gazlan took the object, took the behemah out of the rishus abaylim. The baylim were the ones who were chayav in shmira, and the gazlan took the behemah out of the rishus abaylim. Ve'ein habaylim yicholim l'shomer l'fishinigs l'mehem. The gazlan took the behemah out of the rishus abaylim. Now the baylim can't watch the behemah. Yesh al gazlan l'shomer. Now that's why the gazlan is chayav to be shomer. That's the key line. Who's the bailim? The inyan shmiras nezakin of the behem. Misha biyado l'shamra. Misha biyado l'shamra. The one in whose rishus the animal is, the one who has the potential, the capability of being shomer the animal, that's the one who's chayef. So since the gazlan took the behemah out of the rishus abaylim, the bailim were able to watch the behemah to prevent it from doing nezek, and now the bailim can't watch the behemah. So now it becomes the gazlan's responsibility. Since the gazlan, it's biyado lishmar, the gazlan is able to watch the behemah, and the bailim are no longer able to watch the behemah, so then the gazlan has to be responsible for the nezek of the behemah. That's the mechayiv of gazlan, according to the first day in Taisis. Okay? Gazlan, since it's biyado lishma, he's ikru bailim. Gazlan is called a bailim. Because of a kinyan that he has in the behema? Kinyan that he has in the behema? No. Not because of a kinyan. There are halachas that a gazlan has a kinyan in the behema. We saw it, right? He's called a bishinoi. Right? Ein shomin. Maybe onsin. There are different halachas that show that a gazlan is kone, the object. But not this, right? The fact that the gazlan is chayev, even for the nezek that the behema does, the behema gzula does, that's not because of a kinyan that the gazlan has in the object. According to the first day in Taisis, is because biyad olishma, the bailim were able to be shomer. Now the gazlan took it out of the possession of the bailim, took it out of the rishus habailim. Now the bailim can't be shomer, and the gazlan's yonah can be shomer. So now he's responsible. Now this is the first day in Taisis. Let's just skip a few lines. Keep it simple. He refers to a Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav, a complicated Gemara. Let's go to the second Teretz of Taisis. The Od says Taisis, Kevan the Gazlan, Kamalei Bershus, Segam Linyan Onsin, Yesh Lachashev Bailim, Yosem Yishutuf. What's the other reason why a Gazlan is Chayev, Shmiras, Nezokin of the Behemah? Why? Well, what's the reason? Simple. What's the reason? Not because Biyad Olishma, but rather. Right? Gazlan has kinyani gzela in the object. Right? The Gazlan did a maisa kinyan to the Davra Gazlan. What's a nafkemina? That if there's a shinui in the future, he can be kona with that kinyan. Ein shaman. Chayev ba'onsim. Says Tosis in the second day, there's a fourth nafkemina, and that is the Gazlan is chayev for shmiras nezokin of the behema. Because he is a mikzas bailim, because he has kinyonik zela in the object. For the self same reason that he's chayev ba'onsim, says Taisvis. Kevan de gazlan komale bershu se gamle inyan onsim. What does that mean? That means since komale bershu se, the gazlan acquires this object, inyan onsim. How do I know that? Tosis on daf yud aleph amad aleph said the same thing. Right? The gazlan is kona the object lin yinonsim. Ain't shomin. The gazlan is kona the object lin yinonsim. Yesh lechashiv bailim yosim yishutav. Forget about the shutav for a moment. Yesh lechashiv also bailim. He should be considered a bailim. Le'inyan nezek. V'achimashma lishna the kamer b'shusay lechol mili. That's what the Gemara says, claims Taisvis. Don't bother me. This is really the pasha, the lashon of the Gemara. Pshita kevin nafkua kaimela b'shusay lechol mili. What does it mean kaimela b'shusay lechol mili? So according to the first day in Taisvis, it's not that kaimela b'shusay, it's his. He has a kinyan on it. No, it's b'shusay means it's b'yado lishmar. So therefore he's chayev in the nezik that the animal does. Tosfos says in the second day, no, it's kipshuto, kaimela b'shusay lechol mili. He has a kinyan in it. Yeah, there used to be another bailim, so he has to pay the other bailim, but now the gazlan is the bailim. He's a bailim l'inyan onsim, he's a bailim l'inyan shmiras nezokin as well. Komashu b'shuso, demashu b'shuso l'chol mili, yesh lo l'ho el kan. The fact that it's b'shuso l'chol mili, the fact that the chefetz ha-gozo is b'shuso ha-gazlan l'chol mili, vos meitos l'chol mili. The fact that it's Bishus HaGazlan L'chol Mili, how do we see that it's Bishus HaGazlan L'chol Mili? It's his, he's Kone, he has Kinyonim. How do I see that? I see that from three different halachas. Right? He's Kone B'Shinui, and Ein Shamin, and he's Chayev Ba'onsin. There are three halachas. Zok Tosfos, just like Kama Bishus L'chol Mili to these other halachas, so too he's Chayev for the Nezik of the Behemoth. That's a question mark, because it's not clear that the gazlan is chayev due to his kinyan. That's the suffix of 2 days in Taisis. First day in Taisis says the gazlan is chayev to watch the nezik, to watch the behemoth that shouldn't do nezik, because it's biyado lishmar. It's b'shuse physically. He can watch it. So if he can watch it, then he's responsible. He took it out of the b'shuse ha-bailim. Now the bailim can't watch it, so now it's the gazlan's responsibility to watch. Second day in Taisis says, no. It's obvious. Right? The reason why the gazan is chayef for shmiras nezak of the behema is because kamalei b'shusay l'chol mili. Just like he's kone le'inyan the other halachas, he's kone for this halacha too. These are the 2 days in Taisvis. Questions? Okay. The question is, what's behind these 2 days? What is behind these 2 days? I mean, we basically explained it through and saying it so slowly and carefully. We basically came to the Yesodos. But I want to develop it a little bit more. Now, what are the 2 days disagreeing about? What are the 2 days disagreeing about? We're talking about Gazlan over here. Right? We're talking about Gazlan over here. So Tosfos originally says, don't compare to Shomer. Gazlan's different than Shomer. Right? Gazlan's different than Shomer. So what's Tosfos answering? What is he saying? Why is a Shomer Chayef for Shmiras Nezakin? Why is a Gazlan Chayef for Shmiras Nezakin? Right? So I think when it comes to Shomer, we know the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei says Shomer is Nichnas Tachas Abaylim. Shomer Chinam, Shol, No Sischar, Socha, then Nichnas Tachas Abaylim. Why is a Shomer Chayef for Shmiras Nezakin? So depending on why, what your perception for Shomer is, that will determine what you have to say about Gazlan. I tell you, there's two approaches whether Gazlan is chayiv. Either it's biyado lishmar, or because the Gazlan has kinyana gezela, he's like a bailim, so he's responsible for the nezakin that the behemoth does. What's going on over here? What are the 2 days arguing about? So I think you have to take a step back, go back to Shomer. Let's try to understand, why is a Shomer chayiv for shmiras nezakin? If we understand Shomer, then we'll figure out what pushed Tosfos in the direction that they took for the 2 days. Why is a Shomer Chai for Shmias Nezakim? What's the simple reason? Why is he Chai for anything? For Pshia, for Gneva Raveda, for Onsmias? But why Nichnasu Tachas Abayim? Why, Michael? Why does he have a Chiyav Shmir? Kabbalah. Pasha Pshat is a Kabbalah Mefureshes. That the Shomer, the Bailim asked the Shomer to watch the Avi, the Shomer says, I accept responsibility. Kabbalah Mefureshes. That's the Pasha Pshat. That he had a Kabbalah Mefureshes. Who holds like that? That you need a Kabbalah Mefureshes in order to be Chayef for the Nezek of the Behemoth? That's the Ravid. Ravid basically seems to assume like that. Rambam and the Ravid talk about this. Lashon of the Ravid. The Ravid is trying to work on the Rambam, trying to interpret what the Rambam holds, but you see clearly what the Ravid's perception is. The Rambam in Hilchos Niskei Mamon Perek Dalet Halacha Yud writes, Shomer shekibel olav shmiras gufa behema bilvad, v'lo shmiras niskeo v'hizika patur min l'shamei v'habayi l'chayovim. Let's say a Shomer accepted upon himself shmiras gufa behema, but not shmiras nezakim. What's the din? So the Rambam says, in that case, the Bailam are going to be chayav for the nezik, not the Shomer. Because the Shomer did not accept shmiras nezakim, he only accepted shmir for the gufa behema. Now, what's the case? What he said, I'm only mekabel shmiras haguf, but not shmiras nezek? Is that, he said beferish like that? So that's what troubles the Ravid. Ze'eno mechuver, he says. Right? The mischazi migemara, the mistoma lo mekabel alei shmiras nezkeo, shehi mazekes. The Rambam says, if kibel shmiras nezkeo v'hizika, if he was mekabel, so then, chayev ha-shomer, then the shomer is chayev. Tim huska potter, the Abaylim osim din im hamazik. The Ravid comments that the Rambam is not, it's not mechuvah like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't seem correct because from the Gemara it sounds like mistoma, the Shomer was not mekabel shmiras nezakim. What's the Ravid being masik? Like, what did the Rambam say that bothered the Ravid? What did the Rambam say that bothered the Ravid? So the Ravid seems to interpret that the Rambam holds that if he's not mekabel shmiras nezakim beferish, right, beferish, he said, I'm not mekabel shmiras nezakin. So then he's only going to be chayav for shmiras gufa behema if the behema gets damaged, but not for the nezak that the behema does. Let's say he didn't say anything about shmiras nezakin. Stam, he's mekabel shmiras stam. Is he chayav for shmiras nezakin or not? Right, is he chayav for that or not? So the Ravid interpreted the Rambam as saying that in that case, Yitaka would be chayav. He's mekabel shmiras stam, he should be chayav. And on that, the Ravid says, no, but from the Gemara, it seems that the only time the Shomer is going to be chayav is if he's mekabel shmira beferish. He needs a Kabbalah mefureshes. Kabbalah mefureshes for gufa behema, Kabbalah mefureshes for the nizke behema. That's what's troubling the Ravid. That he thought the Rambam felt that if the Shomer says, I'm a kabbal shmira for gufa behema, but not for nizokin, so then he's only chayav for gufa behema, not for the nizokin. But let's say it's just a stam kabbalah shmira. So according to the Rambam, you should be chayiv, even for the nezik that the behemah does. And to that, the Rambam says, no, you shouldn't be chayiv unless he's mekabel mefurash. He has to have a kabbalah mefurash, is bein for gufa behemah, bein for nizke behemah. So that's sort of what the Magid Mishnah leads to. Mashakosav avalo shmiras nezokim, mamara zal mesupuk, ma yodin rabbeinu b'shekibel olav shmiras stam. He says, it's not clear from the Rambam what he holds about a kabbalah shmiras stam. Talk to Magid Mishnah from the Rambam, you get the impression that even Stam, you'll be Chayiv. Even Stam, you should be Chayiv. If he wasn't the Kabbal Shmir, then he won't be Chayiv. But Stam a Kabbal Shmir? The Rambam would say that you're Chayiv. The Rambam says no. If you have a Kabbalah Mefureshes, then you're going to be Chayiv. But if not. You need a Kabbalah Mefureshes for Gufa behema, shmiras gufa behema. You need a kabbalah mefreshes for shmiras nezok in order to be chayav according to the Ravid. The Rambam says no. Stam a kabbalah shmira, stam kabbalah shmira. That's enough to be mechayav you, not just for the gufa behema, but for the nezokin as well. So according to the Ravid, everything is very simple. It's a bit chiddush, but everything is very simple. According to the Ravid, a shomer is chayav for shmiras nezokin of the behema because he was mekabel lechayav shmira for nezok. He's mekabel chiyuv shmira for the gufa behema, that the behema is not going to get damaged. He also mekabel shmira for the behema that it shouldn't do nezek. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam, according to the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam says even stam, kabbalah stam, that's enough to be chayav for the shmiras nezokin according to the Rambam. Why? What's the reason? There are two ways of interpreting according to the Rambam. The Rambam is the simple pshat, right? The Kabbalah Stam is enough to be mechayev him for shmiras nezakin. So why is he chayev? So one way to look at it is that a Kabbalah Shmira is kolel two things. When the Shomer is mekabel Shmira, so that means he's mekabel shmiras gufa behema and shmiras nezakin. The Stam Kabbalah is kolel Shmira for two things. That's what you could say according to the Rambam. That's one approach. What's the other approach? The other approach is no. A Kabbalah Shmira only means Shmira's Gufa Behema. It doesn't mean Shmira's Nizakin. So why is he Chayav for Shmira's Nizakin according to the Rambam? If it's only a Kabbalah Stam, so he didn't accept Shmira's Nizakin, so why should he be Chayav? If it's not Nichla, not included within a Kabbalah Stam, so why should he be Chayav for it? The answer might be that the Rambam holds that if it's Biyado Lishmar, if it's in your Rishus, in your physical power and control to watch the item, to your mechuyev to watch the item, it's dachas lora pshuta. It's not that part of the Kabbalah Shmir Stam is Kabbalah Shmiras Nezokin. No, the Kabbalah Shmir is for Shmiras Gufa Behema. But there's a new din. That is that since the Shomer now, it's Biyado Lishmar, he's able to watch the animal. He agreed to accept upon himself Shmira, but now the chayfetz, the behema, is outside Rishus Abaylim. Now the behema is outside Rishus Abaylim, and it's biyado of the shomer to watch the animal. Then he has a shame bailim vis-a-vis the Shmira of the animal. That's what nichnasu tachas abaylim could mean. The shomer becomes a bailim vis-a-vis the Shmira's nezakin of the animal. The first approach, he's not a bailim. He's not a bailim. The bailim is the original owner. Shomer's not the bailim. The shomer has a chiyuv towards the bailim. They have a chiyuv shmira. Just like they have a chiyuv towards the bailim for gufa behema, they have a chiyuv towards the bailim for the nezek that the behema will do. Who's the bailim in this behema according to the first approach? The owner. The person that we think is the bailim. The shomer is responsible towards the bailim. But according to the second approach, what the Rambam holds is that if he's makabel astam shmira, so that means he's makabel shmira for the Gufa Behema. So why is he chayav for Shmiras Nezakin as well? It's because there's a new din. That if it's biyado lishmar, if it's in your hand to watch the item, then you are the bailim vis-a-vis Shmiras Nezakin. You're the new bailim. The original owner, he is the owner, right? It's going to go back to him. Right? The owner is not the bailim for Shmiras Nezakin. The one whom it's biyado lishmar, he's the bailim for Shmiras Nezakin. Right? He's not the full owner. I mean, obviously, if the owner wants to be makdish the behemoth, right? If he wants to sell the behemoth, he can sell the behemoth. He can be makdish the behemoth. The owner is the owner. But le'inin shmiras nezokin, the one whom it's biyado lishmar, he's the bailim. This is the second approach within the Rambam. The emes, it's really meduyik in a different Rambam, but that's really what the Rambam is. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Niskei Mamon, the opening Rambam in Hilchas Niskei Mamon, what does he say? What does he say? Listen up, Rabbosai. This is a beautiful Rambam. Kol nefesh chaya shi b'shusa shel adam sheizika habaylim chayovim l'shalim sharei mamonim hizik. Nefesh chaya, if an animal does hezek, an animal that's b'shusa shel adam sheizika, an animal that's b'shusa shel adam that did hezek, the baylim achayev l'shalim because their mamon did hezek. Which words are extraneous in the Rambam? If you have an animal that's b'shusa shel adam shehizika that did hezek, the bailim achayev to pay because their mama did hezek. So, the Rambam should have said, if you have an animal that does hezek, the bailim achayev to pay because their mama did hezek. No, isn't that a full statement? Kol nefesh chaya shehizika habailim chayavim l'shalim sharei mamonim hezek. Isn't that a full statement? I think it's a beautiful statement. You have an animal that did hezek, so who's chayav to pay? The bailim. What does the Rambam do? It says, kol nefesh chaya, shi b'shusa shel adam, shehi zika, habailim chayavim l'shalim. Right? If it's a nefesh chaya, who has an owner, who does hezek, the owner is chayav. What does he have to repeat himself for? I need to know that the animal has an owner? Just tell me. If the animal does hezek, its owner is chayav to pay. Why does the Rambam add, shehi b'shusa shel adam? So some want to be medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam is telling us the fundamental yisod. What makes the bailim chayev to pay for the nezek of the behema? Because the behema is b'shusam. The behema, b'shusam here doesn't mean halachically yours, it's shalom. No, it means it's physically under your control. Kol nefesh chaya shi b'shusa shalom, you have a nefesh chaya that's in the control, under the control of someone. Shehizika now does hezek. Habaylim chayovim l'shalim. I just defined for you what a bailim is regarding nezek. Bailim fenezek is b'shusa shel adam. It has to be in the control of the person. If it's under the control of the person, then that person is the bailim. Why does the Rambam have to phrase it like this? Oh, it's because it's so critical. Because there are people who are not really the bailim of the behemah, who are going to be chayev for the nezek of the behemah because it's b'shusam. Who's that? Who's that? What? Gotham and Shomer. According to the Rambam, there could be other people that the behemah is b'shusam, so then they'll be chayev for the nezek of the behemah, but they're not really the bailim. But they are the bailim. The Rambam is saying for this, for shmiras nezaka, they are the bailim. They are the bailim. So I think this is what the two deists and Tosis are disagreeing about. The two deists and Tosis are not just disagreeing about Gazlan. They're really disagreeing about Shomer. They're really disagreeing about why is a Shomer taka chayev for the nezek of the behemah? Why is a Shomer chayev for the nezek of the behemah? The first day in Tosfos assumes that the Shomer is chayev for the nezek of the behemah because it's biyado lishma. If it's biyado lishma, right? If it's biyado lishma, so then he's chayev for the nezek of the behemah. And that's why Tosfos is not bothered with Gazlan. He says Gazlan fits in beautifully. But Gazlan wasn't mekabel achrayas hashmira. He wasn't mekabel the achrayas for shmiras nezaken. Azma, right? Tosfos in the Kasha starts off by saying, well, don't compare Gazlan to Shomer, because Shomer has a kabbalas achrayas. He's chayif of pshia. He's mekabel on himself. He's mekabel on himself. Tosfos says many, many times the Shomer was mekabel upon himself the achrayas of shmira. So if he's poshayis, Gazlan was not mekabel. First day in Tosfos says, I take it back. The reason why Shomer is chayiv for Shmiras Nezak is not because he's makabal achrayis for Shmiras Nezak, what I'm saying. He's chayiv because biyado lishmar. And if it's biyado lishmar, he's the bailim for Shmiras Nezak. He says it mefurish. He says, Kevan shehotzi mishus bailim. I'm talking about Gazlan. Kevan shehotzi mishus bailim shayachayav b'shmir asav ein bailim b'cholam l'sham melufi shenigz l'mehem. Yeshal agazlan l'shamra, the le'inyan nizokin ikru bailim kol misha biyado l'shamra. Underline it. Those words are just gold. The le'inyan nizokin ikru bailim kol misha biyado l'shamra. He doesn't just say that the person who it's biyado l'shamra, he's chayev for the nezek. He's the bailim for nezek. It's true for Shomer. It's true for Gazlan. What's the difference? That's the first day in Tosfos. First day in Tosfos assumes that even a Shomer is chayev for Shmiras Nezaken, because for Shmiras Nezaken, he's the bailim. If it's biyado lishma, then he's the bailim. So he's responsible to watch the animal to make sure that it doesn't do any hazik. But who had dinami a Gazlan as well? Either Gazlan was not the Kabbalah Achrayas. Who cares? Kabbalah Achrayas is completely irrelevant over here. If it's biyado lishma, then he's the bailim. He's going to be responsible. The second day in Tosfos disagrees, right? That's Tosfos grappling with this issue. Second day in Tosfos goes back to what he was saying previously. In the Kasha, Tosfos is assuming that a Shomer is chayav for Shmiras Nezaken. Why? Because he's the Bailim? Le'inyan Shmiras Nezaken? Nay, he's chayav for Shmiras Nezaken because he's Mekabel Achrayas for Shmiras Nezaken. And if Kabbalah Achrayas is the key for Shomer, how does that relate to Gazlan? The Gazlan wasn't Mekabel any Achrayas upon himself. So why should he be chayav for Shmiras Nezaken? So it says Tosfos, obviously the answer is that he has to have a Kenyan. He has to have a Kenyan. That's what forces Tosfos' position. Tosfos in the second day assumes that a Shomer is chayav in his kebehemah because he's mekabel achiyav shmir upon himself. He's mekabel achrayas. A Gazlan wasn't mekabel achiyav shmir upon himself, so why should he be chayav? That's why Tosfos felt compelled to say that a Gazlan is different because he has a kinyan, as opposed to a Shomer. Even a Shoel doesn't have a kinyan. Totally different. The Gazlan is chayav for shmiras nezaken, even though he was not mekabel achrayas upon himself, because he has a kinyan. So if he has a kinyan, he has kinyan gezeila. So therefore, he's a bailim through the kinyan. He's not a bailim because biyado lishmar. He's a bailim because of the kinyan that he has in the chayfetz. Shomer and Gazlan, according to the second day in Tosfos, are very different. Shomer is chayv v'shmiras nezaken because of kabbalah sachrayis. Gazlan is chayv because he has a kinyan. Right? He's a bailim, not because biyado lishmar. He's a bailim because he has a kinyan in the chayfetz. That's what's mechayiv him for the shmiras nezaken. Okay, Okay, so I think what's going on over here is that the two days and Tosfos is really disagreeing about why a shomer is chayev shmiras zaken. If you understand what makes the shomer chayev, so that will apply, that will push you in a certain direction vis-a-vis gazlan. Okay, so basically what seems to emerge from this discussion is that there are two reasons to be mechayev someone who's not the original bailin to watch the animal to make sure it doesn't do nezek. Either person is biyado lishmar, right? It's biyado lishmar. Or if he's mekabel achrayis, then he's going to be chayev. Someone who's not mekabel achrayis has to have some kind of a kinyan, right? That's gazlan, right? But the reason why a shomer is chayev shmiras zaken is either because there's a Kabbalah Mefureshes, or there's some kind of Kabbalah Sachrayas? Kabbalah Sachrayas that's Kolo Shmiras Nezakim? Well, no, it's because it's Biyado Lishma. Because it's Biyado Lishma. There are many, many other issues that hinge on this Shaila. Okay, I'll just mention one. Okay, we'll get to some of the others tomorrow. We talked about the Rambam and the Ravid, so let's just talk about another Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. Tomorrow we'll get to Mamid Behemes Chaver al Kamas Chaver. That's also going to relate to this issue. Let's say the Behemah does Nezek. So who does the Nezek go to demand payment? What are the options? Right, let's say a Shomer took on the responsibility of this animal. Shomer Chinam, he's going to watch the animal. If the animal gets Huzak, then he's going to pay the Barley. But the animal didn't get Huzak, rather it did Nezek to someone else. So now, the question is, right, the shomer should be chayev to pay, but who does the nizik demand payment from? Does he demand payment from the shomer? Is the shomer his baldin? He demands payment from the shomer directly, or maybe he demands payment from the bailim, and then the bailim have to go to the shomer and collect from the shomer. The bailim have a din Torah with the nizik, and they have a din Torah with the shomer too. I mean, clearly the shomer's going to have to pay, but is his achrayas toward the bailim, or is his achrayas toward the nizik? What do you think that shaila is dependent on? Who's the bailim in this case? Right? There's a nezek that the behemah did. So who's the bailim of the behemah? If we say that the original bailim are the bailim of the behemah, so then it makes sense that the nezek's din Torah is with the bailim, the original bailim, right? He's the bala behemah, so they demand payment from the bailim, and then the bailim can go to the shomer. The shomer has responsibility to the bailim, so the bailim can go back to the shomer. If you assume that the shomer is the bailim here on Shmiras Nezakin, vis-a-vis Shmiras Nezakin, he's considered the bailim, so then the nizik's din Torah really is with the shomer, it's not with the bailim at all. Right? Nichnas utachas ha-bailim means now the shomer is a bailim vis-a-vis nizik, so then the nizik would have to deal with the shomer. So this is a discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid. In Perek Dalet, it looks like this came on, and Halacha Dalet. Ravids are a tough read here. Rambam's a little bit easier. Rambam says, "Amosu behemta l'shamachinim alanos yischar l'socher l'shol nichnasu tachas abaylim v'mizik l'chayev ha-shom." Nichnasu tachas abaylim, the shomer is going to be chayev. B'med var mamurim b'zman shlo shamur klal avlim shamur shmir ma'ula karoi v'yatsas v'izik ha-shomer pturim v'habaylim chayovim. If they did a proper shmira, so then the shomer is part of the bailim are going to be chayim. So the Ravid, when the dust settles, he talks about a lot of different things. Barshal shutfim, b'chdei shiyeda, a lot of different things. I'm just going to go to the last line of the Ravid. Elishia Shlomer says the Ravid, la'olam ein ha-bailim nitzolin miyad ha-nizik, heim yodunu im ha-shomer. The bailim are not nitzol from the nizik, they will be done with the shomer. Right? The Ravid has this idea that perhaps the Bailim have to deal directly with the Nizik, and then they'll go back and be done with the Shomer. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that if the Shomer is Nichnas Tachas HaBailim, V'im Hizika Chayev HaShomer, the Shomer is Chayev. It doesn't say that the Nizik goes to the Bailim, and the Bailim have to pay, then the Bailim are done with the Shomer. It says the Shomer is Chayev. It sounds like the Nizik can bring the Shomer to a Din Torah in Bezdin, and he can be Mechayev the Shomer directly. The Ravid is not so sure. Yeshlomer, he has like a sofeg. The Ravid says maybe the Bailim are not nitzel from the Nizik. The Bailim have to deal with the Nizik. They'll be done with the Shomer, but it's the Bailim's responsibility to pay the Nizik up front. That's what the Ravid seems to say. whose responsibility is it to pay the nizik? That's the bailim's responsibility. But it's the shomer. Nichlesu tachas habailim. Shomer's responsible. Of course, the shomer's responsible. Klape the bailim, they're responsible. Not klape the nizik. The Rambam doesn't sound like that. The Rambam sounds like no chayev hashomer. Nichlesu tachas habailim. If the behemoth does nizik, the shomer's chayev. The nizik can deal with the shomer directly. What's the machlokas? The shitasam. What does the Ravid say? Why is the shomer chayev in shmiras nizakin? The Ravid was the extreme. The Ravid says it was a kabbalah mefureshes. He accepted upon himself shmiras nizakin. So then he's going to be chayev for that. The Ravid assumes, why is the shomer chayev? Is the shomer a bailim for shmiras nizakin? No, he's not a bailim. He has a chiyav towards the bailim. He was makabel beferish, makabel achrayis for shmiras nizakin from the bailim. So now he has a chiyav towards the bailim. He wasn't transformed into the bailim. There's no mocker for that, according to the Ravid. Kabbalah mefureshes is mechayev him. Mechayev him how? A kabbalah mefureshes, just like shmiras gufa behema. He didn't become a bailim on the behema. A shomer chinam is a bailim on the behema. No, he's just responsible towards the owner. So if the behema gets damaged by pshia, so then the shomer chinam is going to be chayev. A shomer sachar, if the behema gets damaged to Gneva, someone steals it or it gets lost, he's chayev to the bailim. He's not an owner, but l'inyan Gneva, he's an owner. The shamachinim l'inyan pshi is an owner. He's not an owner. The bailim is the owner. The shomer's chayev towards the bailim. So if you say for shmiras nizak and the shomer's chayev because it was a kabbalah mefuresh, it's like the Ravid, so then it makes a lot of sense that who does the nizik have to deal with? The nizik deals with the real bailim. They're the owner of the animal. Then the owner has to go to the shomer. He has to another din Torah with the shomer to be motzi from the shomer. But according to the Rambam, if you learn like the Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mammon Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, if you learn that the reason why the shomer is chayav shmiras nizakin is because the animal's b'shuso shel adam is b'shuso shel hashomer, it's biyado lishmar. As Taisus in the first day it says, ikru bailim kol mi shebiyado lishomra. It turns out that the shomer is the bailim of it. For nezek, the shomer is the bailim. For gufa behema, he's not the bailim. He's responsible towards the bailim. If there's pshia for a shomer chinam, if there's geneva for a shomer sachar, onsim for a shoal, so then he's chayev towards the bailim. But vis-a-vis nezek, the shomer is the bailim. He's the bailim, he's the owner. How can that be? Right? If the bailim can be maktish the behema, if he can be moicher the behema, So why Lagabi Nezek should I assume that the shomer is the bailim? The answer is it's b'shuso lishma, it's biyado lishma, and that's the halacha, that's the svara. That if it's b'shuso befoel, if b'mitzius physically it's under the control of the shomer, then the shomer is the bailim vis-a-vis Nezek. So if that's what the Rambam holds, we can understand. The Rambam says chayav shomer. If nichlesu tachas habayim, then the shomer is chayav. The nizik is going to be down with the shomer. He takes the shomer to Bezdin. The bailim, it's irrelevant. For nezek, the original bailim have nothing to do with the parsha. The shomer was nichnas tachas habayim mamish. Not just that he's responsible. He becomes the bailim vis-a-vis nezek. So if he becomes the bailim, then the taka makes a lot of sense. If the nizik is going to be down with the shomer, he's not going to be done with the original bailim.